We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Did you have any other topics you wanted to talk about?
No, I just wanted to talk about my pap smear. It's also such a gross name for a thing. Just smear. It's like a pap dip. A pap twiddle. Yeah, call it a pap twiddle.
Welcome to The Holy Hour, a podcast about sex, relationships, mental health, and everything in between.
I'm Amelia Sanson.
And I'm Liz Ball.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Holy Hour. I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Amelia Sanson.
And I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Liz Ball So Hard.
You can also watch us on YouTube or listen ad-free on Patreon at patreon.com/theholyhour.
Check out our merch at theholyhour.com and email us your spicy stories at holyhourpodcast@gmail.com.
He wore Spice Bomb, and I actually should have bought Spice Bomb because I think that smells so good.
It's by the same. It's by Victor and Rolf?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Spice Bombs for boys.
Are they Russian?
Maybe.
I don't really love that they're naming all their scents Bomb.
This seltzer did not pop enough.
Is it flat?
It's a little more on the flat side.
Man, is it new?
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
I know.
I've been getting through this box.
It's got a little sparkle.
This box of La Croix that Frank got me. He shames me for liking Key Lime LaCroix, but... It's the best one.
I fucking love key lime.
It's the best one.
Mr. Liz hates key lime too. And I'm like, you're missing out. And then we had it in another drink and he was like, this sparkling water is so fucking good.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know. Are you joking right now? It's
I know.
Key lime. And when I got it, you didn't like it.
Everyone's like, it's kind of just a cake. I'm like, yeah.
I like it.
That's why key lime pie slaps so hard.
Have you seen any of these girl math videos?
No.
Do you know what girl math is?
Can I guess?
Yes.
Is it like when okay. we like do math to try to figure out like when we should wash our hair and shit?
Yeah, things like that.
Sick.
Like cash, that's free money.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
It doesn't count.
That's so true. It doesn't.
When your plans are canceled, you just earned money because you're not spending money to go out.
Girl math.
If you decide not to go out, your budget for the next day doubles.
Damn.
Yeah. When you return clothes, that's free money. You're getting free money.
That's so true. You are getting free money.
So
this isn't girl math. This is just common sense.
I saw one that broke down. I think it was maybe a radio station in Australia. The reason I think it was a radio station and not a podcast is because they had sounds and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They had a girl math theme song and it slaps.
Fuck yeah.
It's like girl math, girl math, girl math. And then they like have girl math of the day or whatever. And one of the hosts was like, I want to buy this entire bed set. It's like a sheet company, but she wants to get like the duvet, the pillow covers, the sheets. And it's like $600 something. And they're all like, all of the women are talking and the men are like observing. And she's like, well, I would round this up to like $700. So that's like $700 that you want to spend. And if you divide that by like 365 and then you're splitting it between you and your partner, it's basically free over 3 years.
Fuck.
The men watching are like, Are you guys, they're like laughing hysterically because they're like, I can't believe like this is how women think.
I honestly thought everybody did that.
And like when you're trying to figure out when you should wash your hair, you're like, okay, I need to wash my hair soon, but I have like a date in 2 days, but so I can't wash my hair now because then it's not a long enough cycle between washes.
Yeah.
So I need to stick it out for another day.
That's exactly right.
But then I have to go to the gym.
There's a lot of factors to factor
there's
in.
So many things.
I mean, all of my things that I would say is like that I do don't feel like girl math. They just feel like human math. Like trying to figure out when I should take Dulcolax, you know, like I have to plan my Dulcolax days. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to be shitting all day. So I have to like pick
you
a day
to
of
plan
the week.
Around it.
I have to pick a day of the week to be able to shit all day. And then like, what was the other one that I thought of? Oh, like ordering shit on Amazon and trying to hit the $25 limit. So
oh my
I can
God.
Get it, like,
yes. That's one something that they mention. They're like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I need to, if I don't buy enough things to get free shipping, you're losing money.
Yep.
That is how it feels.
It is. And it's just not true, but it's how it feels.
Yeah. And then if something's on sale and you don't buy it.
Yeah. You lose money. If it's like buy, like if you get like 10 packages of spinach, it'll just be $10. It's like $1 a package.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't tell you that you could get 5 and it'll still be $1 a package. But they make you think, mm-hmm. you know, for those like if you buy 10 of these, all of them will be $1. Anyway, when I'm at the grocery store, I'm like, I need to get all 10 of these because I'm going to lose money if I don't.
Exactly.
Which is not true.
Like, I'm already getting this. I might as well.
But it's true.
And then that's when you look at your credit card statements and you're like, who's spending all this money?
Yeah.
I was looking at my like pay stubs recently and calculating how much money is taken out of each of my paychecks.
Oh.
And it was infuriating.
It hurts.
Yes. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And my insurance isn't even that good. And I'm paying this much for it, first of all.
I'm also paying for Meowth's insurance, though.
Oh.
Yeah, so
that's
I'm like,
special.
You can take all the money you want out of my account.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and then like baby's health. Taking it out for the amount for your 401k.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I know when I'm older I'll appreciate this, but right now
I hate it.
It sucks that I can't just
cash it.
Have money.
Yeah, it's like, can I just, cause
it's like I kind of have money, but
I might not make it till retirement age.
Yeah.
At this
then
rate,
then what?
The world's on fire.
So, a waste. But I wanted to ask you. What you think? I think there's math,
uh-huh.
and then there's girl math. What would you think boy math is?
Oh,
because I think boy math is like, all right, man. If you buy like 10 tomatoes and you use those seeds, and then you double the tomatoes, then you have 20 tomatoes. And if you sell each of them for $1, you get $20. And then you invest those $20
the three friends
into a business with your boys, and then your boys get two of their friends, and then two of their friends get two of their friends, and then like each of them are paying to be in the group.
Mm-hmm.
So boy math is just an MLM to me.
I mean, I think that you're right about that.
I
didn't know what my answer was, but I do know now, and it's that.
I'm trying to think of, for all of the men that listen, I also, it's not just MLMs. I know that there's other things that are boy math, and I want to know what they are. Like,
I feel like
how many drinks they can have in an hour before they drunk drive home.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, that's so sad, but it's so true. I mean, like, it's just so like universally agreed on that it's the most selfish thing that you can do, but people still do it. Like people that are like,
I don't want to leave my car here overnight.
Yeah.
And then is you leaving your car there overnight like worth you having to like look a family in the eye and be like, I'm so sorry I killed your family member because I was drinking and driving?
Because I didn't want to like leave. I didn't want to pay a $50 ticket the next day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. There needs to be a feature on Uber.
A dark turn.
Yeah, it did. It really did. There needs to be a feature on Uber of like somebody, like two people pick you up and then one of them drives your car home.
There used to be something. Chelsea Handler talked about this in like a stand-up set or like her book or something where some guy drives a scooter to you and picks you up and drives your car back with you in it, and they just put their scooter in the trunk.
Oh.
I don't know if that still exists.
I wonder if there's they should. I bet it, if it doesn't, it was probably a liability thing. I bet too many people are crashing cars.
Yeah, and if they don't have insurance or if their car has a weird thing, it probably was a liability.
Insurance should just automatically cover people who like have somebody else drive their car when they're drunk. Mm-hmm. Like that's fucked up that they don't.
Yeah.
Insurance is a scam. I wonder last time we said that, one of our listeners was an insurance agent. Did you see that?
No.
I don't know if he still listens because I haven't heard from him for a while. We were hearing from him a lot, but he was just like, I don't really appreciate that.
I mean, it is a scam. It is a scam. Sorry, babe. And you know what? We're all a victim. I don't blame this guy. You know? It is a scam, buddy.
Yeah.
But you got to get your bag because that's the world we live in.
Right. People work at Amazon.
You can only think about yourself.
You gotta become a part of the problem. Or you become a victim of it.
I don't know. You're not the one making all of these decisions, you know? You just work there.
Yeah. You're co-signing on it. So that's pretty shitty. You should feel bad about that. No, I'm just kidding. I work for a corporation, I guess.
Yeah. I'm like,
And I do feel shitty about it.
I work adjacently for a tech company.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I do all of their dirty work and I actually don't even get paid for it. I don't get any of their benefits.
That's crazy. Capitalism, anyways, baby.
I'm trying to what other things do you think would be boy math? I'm trying to think of what I've observed Mr. Liz doing.
Yeah, I feel like boy math is like making an easy issue much more complicated.
Honestly, I would have to agree with that. Like they're adding like a few more steps. Mr. Liz does this thing chronically where if he's in charge of planning something with a group of people, he tells every person like a different piece of the plan.
Yeah.
So none of us have the full information.
In his mind, he's like, this will come together
because
everybody has a role. Everyone knows what
he just doesn't remember who he's told what to. Maybe that's why moms start to like ask a bunch of questions and you're like, why the fuck are you asking this, mom? And it's because they had to, because your dad didn't tell them anything. Your dad forgot to critical information.
Yeah, moms need every answer and every answer on top of those answers because nobody else has the answers except for mom. So they have to be sure that they have every answer.
Mom literally does have every fucking answer.
Uh-huh. Truly. But maybe that whole like giving people a piece of information in the group,
it's like a little puzzle.
Is because he has an Android and making group texts on Androids is like complicated.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know if that's the case, but they ruin every group text, so I would
assume. He uses every other app to group messages friends.
That's crazy.
I'm like, you are the only person I know who is actively using Facebook Messenger.
He uses Facebook Messenger?
Yeah, to keep in touch with his college friends.
I bet all of them are like, why are we still doing this? But nobody's changing it.
And then he gets so annoyed that in the summer group chat, like, I didn't have the app, so I wasn't able to access messages for a long time. And I was like, I don't want to download the fucking messaging app.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't want to use data to, like, download these messages. So I had that off. So I, like, missed out on some of the messages. He'd be like, did you read the group chat? I'm like, nah.
Uh-uh. Yeah, no. I'm like notoriously bad at group chats.
I highly recommend to everybody turning off all of your social media app notifications.
Oh my God. Since turning off Instagrams, my phone battery lasts so much longer.
Your brain's free.
Yeah.
Then when you open the app, you get a little surprise.
Yeah.
But Mr. Liz sends me reels because he was like, TikTok's taking up too much of my time. And that's an alliteration.
Yeah, that was beautiful. And also kind of like a double on. It was like meta because TikTok, like clock.
Yeah, it's taking up too much of his time.
Poetic as fuck. Yeah,
this is a poetry podcast now. The face you Amelia's stoner face is hilarious. Her stoner man impression. Just like, bro, this is fucking insane.
Damn. Talk about slam poetry on our sex podcast.
Zing. I was a little worried you were about to have an aneurysm. And then you just never come back. And you're just like stuck that way forever.
Stuck as a stoner fuckboy for forever.
And then everyone's like, is she mocking me?
That's how it started, but now she's not.
She got stuck that way.
Yeah. Keep her in your prayers.
Then our podcast would be even more interesting. Yeah. Probably.
Damn. Nobody would believe that that was the story.
Well, we'll have legends. This. We'll have this episode.
We have video proof.
Uh-huh. What were we talking about?
I have no idea.
We were talking about boy math.
Mr. Liz sends you reels.
Oh, yeah, because he's not on Insta or TikTok anymore. And that's just the same fucking thing. Yeah. He was like, I was realizing that that's just what I'm doing, but now it's on Instagram. And that was Instagram's whole plot this entire time, I think.
Oh, yeah. No, they're all competing. I mean, like, on Twitter, you can scroll through videos like TikTok. Oh, and yeah. They take up the whole screen.
Mm-hmm. You mean X?
I'm never going to call it that.
And me either. And I just want everybody here to know that Elon Musk got fired from, what was it, PayPal? Because he wanted to name it X.
Imagine having...
And that's hilarious.
Imagine having an idea that is so bad that they're like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Like, no.
It's just better
that's
that
you... That's it. I'm drawing the line.
It's just better that you leave.
We're not calling it X.
Like, this is a brainstorming session, but this was the worst fucking thing we've ever heard.
Is this a fucking joke to you?
PayPal's a great name.
Imagine that. If it was, like, he pitches this and it's dead silent, and then someone's just like, is this a fucking joke to you, man? Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to hear it. X. And then he goes and names his kid X.
Oh, my God.
And then that's not enough.
Yeah.
He's trying to make, you know what? He really did do to Twitter what I'm sure he does to his children, which is just like, this is my baby. And then he lets it down and destroys it with his shitty ideas.
Fuck.
And
then they go on and become toxic children.
Logic. You know what? I'm never going to get over someone being like, Elon Musk is a dumb guy's idea of a smart guy. I'm pretty sure I've said that on this podcast.
No, I don't
before.
Think you have. I've never heard that. That's incredible. Wow.
Isn't he, though?
He really is.
I'm like, oh, God.
He really is. Stopped hearing about when he went to prison was Andrew Tate. Like, after all of that, like, simmered down, people just, like, stopped talking about Andrew Tate.
Yeah, he, like, I mean, and that's nice.
Faded into...
Well, and it helps that he's not allowed on anything.
That's true. But, like, I mean,
does
like...
Does he still have a podcast?
I don't think so.
Did he have a podcast? He did have a podcast.
The Fresh and Fit guys got kicked out of their... They got kicked off of YouTube.
Hilarious.
And they are being asked to not record at their studio space anymore. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible? So there is justice.
I think that's beautiful.
Justice does exist in this world.
But... Wow, this really got...
This has gone all over the
really
place.
This really spiraled, yeah. All of that was just to say... And you're editing, I'm so sorry. All of that
I'll
was
leave
just
it all
to
in.
Say... When I... So, since I don't have any notifications for social media apps on my phone, when I open Instagram, it's like a little treat. It's a little surprise, and I see that Mr. Liz has sent me a reel.
A little dopamine rush.
Yeah, and then maybe someone has replied to my comment on a video where I tell them they're being a fucking asshole.
I love that too.
Like, what the hell is wrong with you guys?
I posted this video about Botox on Instagram, just being like, when
that
people
means it's working.
Yeah,
yeah.
When I'm like, if people tell me that I don't need Botox, it's because I have Botox. That's why I look good. And it's just like clearly in jest. Yeah. You know what I mean? The comments that I've been getting today specifically, people are big mad about what I do with my face. Big mad. There was this woman who, like, her whole...
I think you should fuck with them and be like, I drink it every day.
Yeah. Am I not supposed to drink this stuff? What do you...
Why
do
you
mean?
So mad about it?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Okay. So what are these...
Well, this, like, woman...
Instagram incel crusader saying.
Well, specifically, there's this woman who's, like, LGBTQIA+ ally, like, kindness to all, like, was, like, commented, stupid is as stupid does on my... video, and I was like, this isn't very like kindness for all of you, ma'am. Like, what the fuck are you like? It's just like,
why are you pressed about this? Well, you know what? I think it's this projection of like women who care about what they look like are bad.
Yeah.
And I think that's really frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's probably how she like inherently treats people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, women who care about how they look are stupid, they're bad,
uh-huh.
because they're doing it for men.
Yeah.
And that's also not
True.
I've never met a man that's noticed my Botox. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. And if they did, they would be getting it themselves.
Yeah. So.
That is so true.
Checkmate, bitch.
That's really annoying.
Super annoying. But then there are also like the incels that were like, come to me. Come see me when you get a nose job. I'm like, I never want to. Why would I come see you?
Yeah.
Ever. Like, I would do anything to not come see you.
I will
get a prosthetic nose
and make my nose
triple the size,
so big that whatever I need to do to make you not look at me,
yeah, I'll do it.
Is perfect.
Yeah,
that sounds great to me.
Thank you for the advice, King. But like, it's just all day today. I'm getting those. I'm like, you fucking bitches. But you know, whatever. I'm feeling my best. I'm looking my best. I got a laser treatment on Friday, y'all, on my face.
Just zip, zap, zop.
Zip, zap, zop. I didn't even know I was getting it done, but I got it done. And I looked like Harvey Dent all weekend.
But, Two-Face.
Yeah. But now I look not like that. I just have a little bit of dryness, but I'm feeling fresh. But all weekend.
It looks great.
Thank you. I started crocheting this weekend because I couldn't go into the sun. And that's
like,
been...
I'm just going to embrace it. I'm going to embrace delightful. This personality.
I had bought the kit because I was just like, this feels like something I should do. Because like during the Taylor Swift concert, I was making friendship bracelets. And I was like, this is so nice to do. Just like something like tactile,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, what? I feel like crocheting, like kids do it. So like I can do it. I fucked it up so fucking bad when I first started, but now I'm getting good. So I'm working toward a sweater, y'all.
You're going to be like starting an Etsy shop.
I would.
Just by Christmas.
I would.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I would. Oh, I got, are you about to switch topics?
I was going to.
Before we do, I got a new primary care physician today, which meant that I got my first pap smear in 3 years.
Congratulations.
I really, really like her. She's dope. Her daughter ended up buying a house on the same street that I lived on up at school.
Oh my gosh.
She would have been my neighbor.
That's bananas.
I know. I was like, this is fate.
You've seen my vagina. She lives
yeah
close by to where I used to live.
Oh my god, Liz, it was the worst. She like, I got into the stirrups and I was like sitting there with my legs open, and she like starts poking around, and then her light went out, and so she was like trying to like get the light back on while I'm just like sitting there spread eagle for like a good amount of time.
Was she trying to get it back on while it was in your vagina?
No, it was it was on the outside, but she was like, and I was like, can I close my legs while you do this, perhaps, maybe? But like, I just like sat there like.
My vagina's getting cold.
Vagina to the gods.
And a little dry.
Yeah.
There's a slight breeze.
Dude, pap smears fucking hurt. I forgot.
I feel like they're just uncomfortable.
Oh my god, my cervix.
I've realized I have a pretty high pain tolerance internally. I've realized.
Yeah, I mean.
I think maybe I just have a high-ish pain tolerance.
I think women do, just like,
yeah, in general,
by like biology wise
yeah,
but like that shit fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. Like it like sends like a zip up your spine.
It's like there's no way we can work on improving this. There isn't any better way we can be doing this right now.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what Frank said when I told him about this. He's like, there's no better way for them to do that.
There has to be. And why are we doing it?
I do not know. But the reason I wanted to bring this up was, I mean, besides the pap smear, I truly think that there should be a thing that doctors just like automatically do where when they weigh you, they ask if you want to know.
Honestly, that's not a bad idea. Like, do you want to know how much you weigh?
One doctor asked me once and I was like,
thank you.
No, I don't. You know?
Well, and I think that's smart because some people have like eating disorders.
Right. And I, right before I was here, I had a good cry at Frank's, which was good. I needed to let some air out of the balloon. Poor him though. He was so great about it, obviously. But I was just like, I'm so sorry. I was just like sobbing out of nowhere. But it's like, it really, like, people that have body dysmorphia, like historically, mm-hmm. don't want to know. Like, yeah. It's not helpful to know. It's just not. Mm-hmm. Like, especially when, like, my mom threw out all of our scales in the house when I was like going through all my like body image stuff. So like I've gotten like really good at not looking at a number and caring about it. You know, I'm like focused on like the non-scale victories. So when I got weighed today, I fully fucking spiraled. And like having that history, you don't know people's history. Like, and obviously it's no fault of hers. It's just like, I just think that should be a thing that doctors do where they're like, do you want me to tell you? You know, do you want to know?
Because did she just announce it to you? I guess
it was a digital scale.
Oh, and then you see it.
Yeah, it was like I was trying to just like look straight, and then she looked around and she like looked for a sec, so like automatically I looked down because like, is something wrong, you know? And I saw, and then she like announced it out loud, and then she was like
she rings a bell.
Yeah,
she's like, attention everyone.
Yeah, she goes on the PA.
I would like to announce Amelia Samson's weight.
I also haven't shit.
Amelia, are you listening?
So I have, I'm carrying around a little bit of extra LBs, but either way, I'm like, oh my God, I just like did not want to know.
This is also, this is a really weird thought. Do you think that maybe your pap smear was more painful because you got some other stuff happening down there?
Probably.
Pressing?
Probably. When she like did the like uterus and like ovaries like press,
you're like, oh my colon's about to pop out.
She was like, can you relax? Like, she was nicer, but she was like can you like stop?
No,
tensing
because
up?
I'm afraid I'm gonna shit my pants.
I'm about to shit all over this table.
On this table.
Yeah, all over this deli meat paper. I'm a little shitty rotisserie chicken.
This took quite a turn.
Anyway, yeah, I just like I had that thought today.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I want to empower anyone listening who doesn't want to know their weight to vocalize that.
Yeah.
I know it's awkward.
Totally. And it's like
you should not feel bad or guilty for like asking how you want to be treated.
Yeah, totally. And it's like, I don't know. The numbers are just not important.
No, they're not. They literally don't mean anything.
They literally don't mean anything. And like, you know, there are like I said, like non-scale victories to focus on. And mm-hmm. it's so easy to get catapulted back to this like really like dangerous thinking. Anyway, moving along.
So I had this thought, I guess. It was definitely a shower thought. I was thinking about how there's like different types of like sexual partners, I guess, as there are, you know, you got your like baseline, boring, like selfish lover, mm-hmm. you know, they don't give a shit about what is going on for you, what is enjoyable for you. You could be anybody.
Yeah.
And that shit sucks. You're like, why did I agree to have sex with you? This is a terrible experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to go tell all my friends that it was a terrible experience.
Yeah.
So on the other side of that coin, though, is the man who is good at sex and like takes it as a personal challenge to like figure out what you like. But it's not because he's like championing women's pleasure. It's because he wants his legacy to be he's good at fucking.
Yeah.
Like,
damn.
The idea of you telling your friends that you had the best sex of your life is the thing that he's like motivated by.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that is so interesting because I'm like, I don't really necessarily think that makes him like a good person, you know?
Yeah. But how are you supposed to tell the difference between the guys that are doing, that are making you feel good for themselves versus making you feel good for you? Like, what are mm-hmm. the telltale signs? And do you, and does it really...
And I think they overlap a little bit. I know. And then I was like, does it matter?
Yeah.
I think it over... I mean, it matters when... I mean, we've all had amazing sex with someone whose personality sucks, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So I think when it matters is when, like, based on how they treat you, like, in the real world.
Yeah.
But in just a sexual sense...
It does, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're going to overlap a little bit because, like, when, like, it needs to be self-satisfying for you to satisfy someone else. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I love when my partner gets off.
Yeah.
That makes me turned on.
Totally.
So there's kind of a little bit of overlap, but...
Yeah. And then there's also, like, a slight, like, deviation of that, which are the dudes that... are good at sex and want to get you off just to get you off. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they don't actually care how you feel. They don't really care about, like, their legacy. They just, like, it's just like a box to check, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've had sex with a few of those. Like, I think the guest is one of those that was just kind of like, it was a box to check. But also, he, like, was one of those that was, like, a legacy guy.
I have to do that.
Yeah. He was a mix between the two. That's so interesting. I never thought about, I mean, obviously I like, it's easy to point out like the dudes that care and the dudes that don't, but like, I never thought about
like
it.
Why they care.
The like disguised guys.
Yeah. They care about it because they care about their legacy of like you telling their friends.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he was great at sex.
Yeah.
Best sex of my life. That's the thing. Versus wanting to get you off because they care about you.
Fucking hell.
You know?
Damn.
So that's something that I had this kind of like weird shower thought about.
That's such a brilliant
because
thought.
Because I was thinking about a guy that I dated and I was like, yeah, he was great at doing stuff. And then I was thinking about how even though he's in a relationship, he's like, this is so random. We're following each other on Instagram and he like posted some picture and I looked at the comments and like he's flirting with this girl who is not his girlfriend in the comments.
Ooh.
And he's always been a little sus like that.
But publicly? That's crazy.
And I was just like, and he's so good at fucking and things like that. So just
holy shit.
He was the one that I was like, I think that he is good at it because he enjoys knowing he's good at it.
Oh yeah.
Like he wants that to be how he's remembered.
Yeah.
And I thought that was just like fucking bananas.
Damn. Wow. And it's like, how do you even remedy that as a person, you know?
Yeah.
Like, as like him, you know, it's like, I'm really good at sex and I want this to be my legacy. And also, like, you can also care about how the other person's feeling and want to get them off just because that's like, you care about how they feel too. Like, all of those things can exist.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
sometimes it's rare. Just don't exist together.
Yeah. I just want to plug here because I was about to do this yesterday, but then I was like, we should say something about it on the podcast. We are taking down our merch for the time being.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going to do that September 4th, Labor Day.
Oh yeah.
So Labor Day is the last day that our current merch is going to be live. We're going to go down for a bit until we have new merch.
Yeah.
Which we don't know when that's going to happen, but this is your last
chance. I feel like
everyone
who would buy merch already bought it, you know?
Yeah, but also, like, you know, maybe they've been, like, waiting and they need the fire under their butts. So, anyway, Monday is the last day, so
I highly
get it
recommend
while it's hot.
Buying a big sweatshirt. I love wearing my big Holy Hour
sweatshirt.
Oh,
my God, me too. I live in that thing.
Around. I love wearing it in public. No one's asked me about it. But if they did, I have little daydreams in my head where like maybe someone from my gym is like, I love that podcast. And then I would be like, you do?
Funny you should say that. I'm that podcast.
I'll have to tell them.
Yeah. Oh, I have an in with them.
I actually know them.
I know a thing or two about them. I always hope that I'll be wearing it and then somebody will just like Google like, what is the holy hour? What is that? But then it's just it like cutaway shot to me yelling at men in the bar about our podcast, our lucrative podcast.
I would say it's like a little lucrative.
It is lucrative.
It has lucrative energy.
You know, like the energy that I shout at these men make me sound like we're like bringing in millions of dollars. You know what I mean?
And I love that.
I do too. It's none of their business. They don't need to know.
Yeah.
We are bringing in millions of dollars.
Somehow.
On some timeline.
Maybe in the future.
Yeah, definitely in the future.
Over a span of time.
Definitely in the future. I looked up my net worth online. Oh, you saw this?
And they said like
worth what? Millions of dollars.
Millions.
I'm like where?
One time I looked up my name and it was like, she has a criminal record and she's making six figures. And I was like, I fucking wish. This was also like a while back when I was definitely very far away from making six figures.
Well,
I was like, who is she? I want to be her.
She sounds like a criminal.
She's living life on the edge. She's got a little spice. She has a criminal record. Like, what did she do? I want to know.
Fell Lizzie.
I did have one other.
That was felony and Liz. Did you hear that?
Felizany.
That was better than mine. Forget I said anything. What were you going to say?
I did have just one other light topic. We were talking about this over text, but I thought it would be a good discussion to just have in general. I wanted to talk about secrets.
Ooh.
I saw something. I can't remember if I read this in one of my many self-help books that I consume. At least I think in the winter, I like consistently consume self-help.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It was saying how the ability to keep a secret is an indicator of growth.
Ooh.
And I also just think, like, I've been thinking about this a lot in general. Like, when someone asks you to keep a secret, that's like they're trusting you.
Yeah.
And trust is, like, such an important thing. It's, like, honestly, first of all, it's one of, like, the highest forms of flattery because they like are really trusting you,
yeah,
with their truth. And when you betray that, like, now you're like hurting someone. You're losing their trust. You're betraying their trust. That fucking sucks. I don't know. When I think about it, I'm like, damn, that is shitty. Like, even when sometimes Mr. Liz will tell me something and he's like, the first thing he says is if it's like kind of a touchy secret, he's like, don't tell Amelia, please. He knows you and Anna are going to be the first two people I tell.
What an honor.
He's like, please don't tell Amelia. I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay.
All right.
You know, it's hard because I want to tell you, like, information. It's more of, like, an exchange of information rather than, like, a...
telling someone's secret.
Yeah. And then, like being judging them for it. I think the judgmental aspect is, like, also a big piece of it. Like, you can tell... inherently, like, among the people that you trust them because you know they're not going to be judgmental.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And I was thinking about just, like, even as a kid, like, if you tell someone, like, if you're telling one of your friends, I don't really like this other person, and then they turn around and go tell that person, and then now you've caused conflict.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of that? So now you've betrayed someone's trust, and then you hurt someone else's feelings.
I think it's also like a power play to like have someone's secret and like and exploit it.
Yeah,
it's like
exploit their secret.
Yeah,
and now you've like hurt a bunch of people, and and now no one likes you.
Mm-hmm. But it is like a like, yeah, I know this thing because people tell me things, and like
that's so true.
If you hurt me, then like I have this thing that I can. Collateral.
Using it as like a status symbol too.
Yeah,
I know all the information. Mm-hmm. Versus like, wow, these people are really trusting me, and that like that makes me feel good because that says a lot about my character.
Yeah,
like, but I mean that is also a journey.
Yeah,
you know of. Trying to figure out what you can and can't share. But in general, if someone's like, please don't tell anybody this, don't fucking tell anybody.
Well, that's like exactly.
Tell your therapist.
Yeah. Because they literally can't tell anyone.
I love telling my therapist things that I can't tell anyone else.
Oh my God, me too.
I'm like, well, I got to tell you this because I can't tell anybody else. I promise.
It's, That's so fucking true.
Maybe I should be a therapist. Just
I've been saying that.
I would be such a bad therapist.
Why?
There's just so much more responsibility. Like, you're responsible for helping someone, like, manage their mental health.
Yeah.
You know? And then you just have to give them your best advice. Sometimes I, like, when it comes to Mr. Liz, if there's conflict, I have a hard time removing myself from, like, being part of the conflict to ask the right questions, you know?
Absolutely.
I have to try and put on, like...
You're too close to it.
Exactly. I'm like, what questions would I ask, like, of my friends if they were telling me this?
That's and a I'm good like, way to well, think about it.
My friends aren't dating me, so it's not the same.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's a different... version of you in a relationship?
A little, yeah.
It's interesting.
I definitely feel like, and this is, I know I've told you this, that it doesn't feel like Mr. Liz and I have been dating for a long time, and I think it's because it took me a while to feel really comfortable being myself.
Yeah.
And that's like not his fault either. It's me trying to heal my like past relationship trauma and mistakes and like change how I was operating in relationships. Mm. And that requires a lot of patience for both of us. I mean, he's not aware that that's what I'm doing, but like that's what I was working on.
Yeah.
So then I was putting myself in this place where I felt like I had to do everything perfectly and I couldn't ever get on his nerves or be unlikable in any sort of way.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you are betraying yourself so much. And when you betray yourself like that, you kind of get lost and you feel depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was a big part of my like really low depression lull.
Yeah.
Of, you know, and it's not anyone's fault. It's just like I was betraying my values because I was afraid of losing this person I love.
Yeah, right. And you feel so, yeah, when you betray your values and you just, it like, when you feel like you're not being yourself, you get so like disconnected from
being authentic.
Your own reality.
Being authentic is the thing that's going to bring you joy in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I like have been back on the path of authenticity.
Good. I love
and
that.
And finding myself.
That's so good. That's so good. It's interesting hearing you talk about like, your trauma in the past, like directing how you are in this relationship now, because like my trauma from my past of feeling like I can't be 100% myself has made me like jump into this being like so violently myself, you know, because I'm like, if you don't 100%. Love me like this, you know what I mean? Like, and I've been like that, you know? So it's just interesting that like it can manifest in different ways.
Yeah, that's true. And we've said that about like our younger experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I was also thinking, so you even bringing that up reminded me, I was thinking about like if Mr. Liz and I broke up, you know, depending on how it would happen, like if he cheated on me, fuck him. Like,
yeah.
But it's over. But if it was just like a mutual breakup, I would not be embarrassed about dating him. But I was thinking about the rest of my exes and how ashamed I am that I have had relationships with any of them. Like sometimes I'll remember that I had sex with these people and I feel so horrible. I'm like, why was I dating and sleeping with these men who did not like me? Like they didn't like me.
Yeah, but also like
your 20s are for dating people who hate you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I also think I hated them too, so it's not a one-way street, but I'm just like I'm embarrassed when I think of that. And I had this thought because of how much Mr. Liz loves me.
Well, I was about to say like you love yourself differently now. Like back then you were accepting,
that's true,
you were accepting a lot less from people than you are now.
Yeah,
so like it's not even embarrassing, like it's kind of like cool. Yeah. You know, to look back on that and be like, I was like hooking up with people that like are so fucking awful. Like, thank God I grew out of that.
Yeah.
Like, that's a testament to you.
I was just like, how much Mr. Liz like cares about me just made me have that realization of like, why was I ever in a relationship with someone who like didn't treat me with kindness mm-hmm. like this, you know?
Yeah.
It was just a weird little moment of reflection.
It's sad to think about. I think about that often with Frank too. It's like, why
did I ever accept anything besides this?
Yeah. Right. Like, oh, this was out there, you know? I mean, I had to go through all of that. I know to like get to meet him, but like, it's just wild to look back and be like, oh, this was possible.
Mm-hmm.
Word. I was saying yes to way less than
like
this.
Like, how common is it that we're all shown relationships? Like, we're shown marriages where like they're clearly not happily married in media and shows and whatever. Mr. Liz calls it wife bad.
Wife bad? Why?
Yeah, wife bad. Like when like the old ball and chain thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then like, you know.
And it's like just, for comedic just, effect.
Yes.
That like these
yes.
couples hate each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like that is so normalized.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm sure you've been around a couple that is like bickering and then you're like, why are y'all even together? Like, you clearly don't like each other.
Yeah, you're like in the backseat of the car. Like, are they about to drive this car off the cliff?
In fact,
with me
I
in
think
it?
Maybe you guys hate each other.
Yeah. Hi, I don't want to butt in, but should you guys break up?
Like, they just seem inconvenienced by doing things that would make the other person happy.
Yeah. That's awful.
I know. And I, like, you know, Mr. Liz and I both do this thing where we're like, oh, I want to make this person happy.
Yeah.
Like, it brings you joy to make the person you love happy.
That's love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, period.
So, no more wife bad.
No more of that. That's such an annoying trope.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, every once in a while, I'll see some kind of TikTok that's, like, saying, like, men will just settle down with anybody. Like, they don't get married to someone unless they're ready to get married. And, like, they'll just marry anybody. And I was watching a woman like go on a rant about that, and I was like, okay, while I don't disagree, I also don't think that it's as like conscious or malicious as it's portrayed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think men are consciously going out into the public and being like, I don't even fucking care who this woman is, I'll just marry her.
Yeah. Right.
I think they're like just as
they're
just as brainwashed as everybody else is
and just like doing their best.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all just out here kind of doing our
and
best.
You know what, some people's best sucks.
Yeah,
and that's just part of it. Mm-hmm. but
I think you're right, it's not as like,
yeah, it's not
like venomous as like,
yeah, because it's so deeply ingrained that
yeah.
But you do have to actively be working against it.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing, like, if you're a white person, you are going to have to be actively working against, like, internalized racism your entire life. Mm-hmm. You're never not going to be working against that.
Yeah.
So I think the same thing kind of applies to, like, men and how they view not just women, but, like, femininity.
Yeah.
And patriarchal standards.
Damn.
You're just going to have to be working against it the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And probably all of us are.
And there's like, there's some shame in that. Just like,
oh,
that,
yeah.
That's the fact.
That's
but
why
it's
people
just
get
fact.
So mad.
Uh-huh.
They get so mad because they're ashamed. They're like, well, that doesn't apply to me. Like, well, yeah, it does. But that also doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Yeah, right. Right.
So two things can be true.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big loss of nuance in conversations every single day.
That's so true.
And they make me mad, y'all. The comments make me mad.
They make me so fucking mad.
I'm like, I know you're not this dumb.
It's like the bean soup.
Yes. Like the bean fucking soup. I know you're not this dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I meet people every day who are not this dumb.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like whenever they get behind a keyboard, they just like lose like 90% of their brain cells.
A smooth brain.
Smooth fish brain.
We are going to read an email, and the subject line of this one is, where are all these people meeting each other? Hi, first of all, love the cast. I listen every week. It runs the gamut from entertainment to parasocial group therapy, so thanks for everything you do. I think that is like the best description.
We should change our bio to parasocial group therapy.
Yes. And entertainment.
Yes.
Runs the gamut from entertainment to parasocial group therapy.
Brilliant.
Both of you have described dating apps at one point or another as a necessary evil. Pretty much everyone says the same thing about dating apps. They suck. My experience also has been a lot of suck, but I feel like I'm getting an especially short straw. I joined both Humble and Binge back in February, and over four months got no matches. Then when I finally did get a match, we chatted for about an hour and then she disappeared. Before she ghosted me, she complimented me for asking more about her than any other guy she has talked to on Hinge. So I don't think it was something I said. Hopefully not, anyway. After this first match, the floodgates opened. And by that, I mean I got a handful of matches over a couple months. None of these matches progressed beyond a few exchanged messages. And of course, the whole time I'm shoveling money into both of these apps because their marketing heavily targets loneliness. Mm. Bumble will say something like, you know, you'd get more matches if you used compliments. They're $1 each. Pay up. And I'll happily pay up because nothing else is working. It's like playing a slot machine with these apps. I'm not even sure half the profiles I'm swiping through are real people anymore. This endless swiping was causing its own special kind of depression and loneliness, so I ended up deleting both apps about a month ago. I'm not going to ask what am I doing wrong, because it could be any number of things. It could be my fault. Maybe my profile was off-putting, my photos were bad, or maybe it's my location, about 45 minutes outside a major city. Maybe my expectations are just too high. Before joining any sort of dating app, I was led to believe the they suck part was from dates that got nowhere or meeting people that suck. I'm finding the meeting people part to be nearly impossible. A few years ago, I had a coworker who went on 3 to 5 dates per week. At the time, I thought, how does she manage that? But now I think, how the hell is she getting that many matches? And she's a lesbian too, so theoretically, her dating pool is much smaller. The part that really bothers me is I thought dating apps were something of an easy way out. I'm self-employed, work from home, and don't have very many local friends, so my opportunities to meet people are super low. Outside of dating apps, I don't know what my options are. Hit on women in public? Yeah, that sounds impossible, even if it was an appropriate situation. Maybe I'll go pick up a weekend shift at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
My therapist's only suggestion is to not let my lack of success on dating apps make me feel less valuable. Sorry for the long ramble. I guess I was just looking to vent. And then he signed it, some guy from the internet.
Well, thanks, some guy from the internet.
I agree with your therapist's suggestion to not let it make you feel less valuable.
Yeah.
My thoughts, you know, we're only like reading this email, so we don't have really access to anything else. I would guess, if I had to guess, when he does get a match, perhaps maybe there's a little too much messaging initially. Mm-hmm. Because I've had this experience so many times on dating apps where if it's like too much messaging and we meet in person, then there's also these expectations already that you guys are like, you've never met.
Yeah.
But you've had these like conversations, so then you're like, is that it just feels unnatural.
Yeah, it puts like more pressure on it.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I find it better to just have like a couple quick back and forths just to make sure they're not
a robot.
Yeah, to make sure they're not a robot or like kind of shitty. You can tell in a few messages if someone like really sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And then just set up a date.
That was going to be my advice too. Like move it off the app like ASAP, or like, you know, if you don't feel comfortable like going on a date with them right away, just being like, hey, do you mind if you like move this off the app? Like, here's my number, you know, and having mm-hmm. them text you, because that's also easier to keep their attention, because like people are inundated on these dating apps. Like there's like you match with someone, you're having a good conversation. Like it's like a shiny object syndrome. Like the second they get a new match and they start messaging them, they start talking to them. And then it just keeps happening. Like it just, the message keeps getting buried further and further down. And then that's it.
I also... That's so true. And there comes like a level of stress and responsibility of like, oh, I have to like send these messages and keep up these conversations. And I know that this isn't necessarily fair, but like women get way more matches than men on dating apps because there is a saturation of men on dating apps. Mm-hmm. So now like these women have a new match, like you're saying, and then they're inboxed, and then that's stressful. So it's easier to just like have maybe a quick conversation at the gate and be like, you know, you seem cool and interesting. I'd love to just grab a drink sometime. Here's my phone number. Text me if you feel like it.
Yeah. And leaving it at that.
And that's that.
Yeah, totally.
Because it is a little easier. You feel less, it feels less crowded.
Yeah.
When you're like, here's my number. Like, text me if you want. No hard feelings if you don't.
Yeah. And the reason that we like, obviously, like wanted to read this too, is like that this is such a common issue. Like, I hear this so often from my guy friends, just like being so jaded by these dating apps because of this experience. But also like reminding yourself that the women that you're not hearing from after you've been talking for a sec, they could also be like, fuck this shit, and just like not open the app anymore.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's sick of these dating apps. And maybe that's not the case. Maybe they are getting inundated and it's getting buried or whatever the reason may be. Nobody really knows because everybody's different. But like, it could be that they're just like, get me the fuck out of this hellhole and just dipping out of the app, period.
Just be like, oh, I'd rather hang out with my friends than think about how frustrating this is.
Yeah,
or something.
It sucks.
Yeah, it is hard, especially on the apps.
Uh-huh.
And then my second thought was like, I wonder what his profile's like.
Yeah.
What do you think makes a good profile? And I know we've talked about this, but we can always use a refresher.
Yeah. I mean, like, whenever people ask me, like, what to do on their profiles, because I'm always talking about what to not do. I always say just like be yourself, because I think people try to like be someone they're not, and they put too much thought into like how their photos are organized and like the kinds of answers they have for like prompts. And like, if you're being yourself, you're going to attract someone you should.
Who likes you for you.
Yeah. And like, on top of that, I always, when I was on the apps, would like, if there was a prompt that kind of like opened up a conversation, like I was looking at one of my friend's Hinges last night, and he had a prompt that was like, it was like, life goal of mine is like to travel, to like go to all of the continents, like only three more to go. And I loved that because it's like, you see that and you're like, oh, what are the three you haven't been to? Like, that's a conversation opener. Mm-hmm. If there's something that like invites conversation or like gets people curious about something, like that's always good. And then also like, having a variety of photos of you doing different things.
I was going to say, I think having some good pictures also, and I don't want this to sound shallow, but like, dress nice. Dress nice in these pictures.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to dress nice, there are so many things that can help you figure out what is a good style for you.
Google.
Yeah. Go on TikTok and look at some fashion videos.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, men's fashion. And if it doesn't, if you're like, oh, I don't want to look like these little paintbrush boys, because their hair is so paintbrushy, and like, and to be fair, like when I see a guy in their early 20s walking around, I'm like, ugh.
yeah
like, you guys look so annoying.
Uh-huh.
So if that style doesn't vibe with you, then you don't have to dress like that. But yeah, just like some well-fitting clothes, and that they're in nice colors that like complement your eyes or your skin tone, like that can go a long way.
Yeah.
Just looking like you put in the effort in your profile pictures.
Yeah. And then like, if you don't have any like recent photos, this was another question that I got all the time when I was like reviewing people's profiles. They're like, I haven't taken any photos like since the beginning of the pandemic, which is fair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like walking around the city with your friend and like a couple of t-shirts, and just have them snap like two photos of you that look like they're on different days.
Snap a couple pictures.
Yeah. Like, nobody will
when
know.
You're with the boys. Yeah. Just be like, hey, will you take a picture with me?
Yeah.
Or even just like, take a picture of me.
Of me,
which
yeah.
is so much more common for women. Like, yeah. Will you take a picture of me?
Yeah.
But I guess I wouldn't think twice.
No.
I don't really know what the dynamic of male friendships are. Mr. Liz is always taking pictures, so.
Yeah.
His former roommate has a ton of really great pictures of himself on his dating apps.
I love that.
Get a photography friend.
Yeah.
Get a friend who just wants to document shit.
That's the advice we have. But also, self-timer goes a long way.
Yeah,
self-timer
that's
true. Portrait mode.
Set up a self-timer.
Goes a long way.
Because, I mean, I guess I don't really want to see like a man's selfie. You
yeah,
know?
Like a mirror photo?
I don't want to see anyone's mirror photo or selfie.
I don't know if this is still the case, but Bumble, like, wouldn't allow mirror photos.
That's funny.
Like their AI would like pick up on a mirror photo and be like, oh, you can't post that.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I think it's just because they're like
bots or they look bad.
Yeah, they just like look bad. And maybe there was like a lot of nudes that way. Who knows?
Oh, true.
Maybe. Could so they be. Just like got all of them off there.
So I would say like a combination of some solid pictures, like they're not blurry and you're well dressed in them.
Yeah, they show your personality.
Yeah, and then have like prompts that would be good conversation starters. Mm-hmm. And then keeping the conversation short and sweet and to the point.
Yeah.
And it's always hard to put yourself out there, but it's less hard when you don't have to meet them in person.
Yeah.
And then they just don't follow up. So if you just give them your phone number and they choose to text you, and even then I'd be like, keep the conversation. If you move it to text, still keep it short.
Yeah.
And then just like have your plan to meet up. Yeah. And then meet up and see how it goes.
And it might suck because first dates do, but then give it another go.
Yeah.
That's always my advice. I mean, unless they're like really awful.
Yeah.
But if it's a little awkward, go on another
date.
Yeah,
I would say like, yeah, if a first date's mid, go on a second date.
Yeah.
Just to see.
No harm, no foul.
Because also if a first date is immediately good, that's also not enough of an indicator. Like,
no.
You don't know what they're going to be like by date three.
Yeah, I've gotten my heart broken by so many men that had really great first dates.
Oh, I also have to say, mm-hmm. His lesbian coworker.
Yeah.
Lesbians are, they have a system.
Yeah, they do.
They're slick with it.
They really are.
I bet she has some good advice, too.
Yeah, she would be a good person to ask.
Yeah, a lesbian would be a great person ask for some advice.
There was an episode of The Button on Cut. Have you watched The Button ever?
Mm-mm.
It's like a speed dating show.
Oh, if they're like, oh, I'm not feeling it, they hit the button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did an episode recently with lesbian women, and it's so fucking fun to watch. They are smooth.
Yeah.
I mean, of course. We all know that.
They're slick with it.
Yeah. But they're great people to ask for advice from. So that's also our advice. Ask for advice from your mm-hmm. lesbian coworker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that.
Yeah, that's the best advice I could think of, mm-hmm. like tangible, actionable things.
Yeah.
Maybe I should start. I know you did this. Maybe I should start reviewing dating profiles on Fiverr.
Yeah.
If you guys want that, I'll do it.
Fuck yeah.
I
was thinking about starting that back up.
My wallet hurts.
Such a commitment.
Yeah.
And then Fiverr takes some of the money too.
I mean, any of them are going to
do that.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Maybe I'll offer it through my website.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and get it directly.
Hell yeah. Oh my God, we should like double charge if they want advice from both of us.
Yeah.
Like the Liz and Amelia package.
They'll be like, no, I only want Amelia's advice. No, I'm the proprietor. Amelia already has basically three jobs.
I have too many jobs.
Two full-time jobs and a part-time job. And I just have one full-time job. And then
I'm never going to sleep ever again.
My other full-time job is managing myself. Which is very hard to do.
And doesn't pay well.
No, it doesn't pay anything. Horrible. It's a shit job.
You're an intern.
Yeah. I'm an intern at managing myself.
You're getting college credit.
Yeah. I'm getting exposure.
Yeah. Yeah. You're getting paid in exposure.
No. I have to manage these two cats. Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot.
They have big personalities.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah. This has been another banger.
It really has.
We love you are children.
That was all Liz, y'all. What the fuck? I
wanted to do it this time.
That was so exciting for me.
I bet this is how people like feel in church when they get like this. The spirit of Jesus or whatever
compelled.
They call it. Yes.
Yes. By the
Christ
body.
Christ compelled me.
Yeah. Damn. Wow. What an exciting day for me.
Yeah. Did you want to sing at all?
No. I can't follow. I can't.
Oh my God.
No. That's all you.
Thank you.
No. Thank you.